Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor. The journey begins again.
What a wild thing to think after 18 years that this is what it's come to.
You, Chris Harrison, come at me.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Roses and Brosifs, where we have just one Brosif on this season.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about another girl who thinks that she too is a bro as well. So we'll go through this week's episode and not much other Bachelor news that I know of going on. Yet another week of champagne. Hearing about it, I'm super tired of hearing about it.
It rolls over
from last week. Yeah, we have Alexa consoling Hannah, who's crying, and Alexa's answer is like, you should just go talk to Kelsey, which is a good answer.
Yeah.
Alexa is too real for this show. I put Victoria and Peter's names together. Victoria goes boot shopping and they go line dancing. And
actually, I like Victoria because it distinguishes between Victoria F mm-hmm. and Victoria P.
Yeah, we pretty much. Ah, there you go. And there's a P in it, so it works.
Yeah, Victoria.
And while they're on their one-on-one date, Kelsey pulls Hannah aside and they just keep arguing more about who was being bullied and who wasn't. And I'm like, Hannah, you totally were not being bullied. That's silly.
Well, it's funny because she says, I feel like I'm being bullied.
Yeah.
And it's like, but were you really being bullied or you just feel like you were being bullied?
Yeah. And it was a definite no. She cries more like humongous tears. And then we just get back to the one-on-one date. Peter and Victoria talk about her upbringing, and he gives her a rose, and they make out in a plane. Cool. So then there's all this drama surrounding Alea, who we're seeing for the first time. Like, I didn't even know she was on the show until now.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
And any Bachelor fan can tell you that only the villain gets the sort of edit that she's getting. Mm-hmm. So I think they're just trying to make that her for sure. We get a group date card that has Kiara, Sarah, Tammy, Kelly, Cheyenne, Savannah, Sydney, and Alea on it. Mm-hmm. And the girls in the house are starting to remark that Alea is fake. This is news to us.
Well, this is the first one to say that right at the bat is... Mm-hmm. Was it
Sydney?
Sydney, yes. Sydney, yeah. Right off the bat, is just being like, I don't like how she is, and she have hardly ever even got any time with Peter, and mm-hmm. she's fake, and she just puts on this facade. And mm-hmm. this is before the group date has even started.
Yeah, and then she definitely confronts her later, but she's just very upfront off the bat.
Yeah.
And when we get back from the commercial, Demi shows up to the Bachelor Mansion to get an additional 3 minutes of fame.
Yeah,
with two random women.
Who she called her henchwomen. Both look like some Harley Quinn ripoffs.
Roller derby, like,
yeah.
This is what they do in their off time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Demi here? Why? I don't understand. I think that it would be too much for ABC to just let us have a season where the girls or the guys get to know the lead without this stuff going on.
They just got to throw something in the mix to be like, maybe this will get more viewers. Like, mm-hmm. They're just trying.
Maybe they needed Demi to give the ring back, and they were like, you also have to do us a favor.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got that one girl that we didn't even know who was mm-hmm. not even part of Bachelor Nation
yeah.
to come on the show.
That was wild.
You owe us.
That has never been done before. Except for when someone had their sister come on Paradise with them, but that was different.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. She went home very soon.
Good.
So Demi is quote unquote helping by showing who these ladies really are. So they are awoken with pillows. I'm surprised none of them fought back.
Also poorly knit pillows, because those like feathers just went flying.
Housekeeping probably came by that day and was like, guys, what? And like quit, because I that is so irritating, like purposefully get pillows at feathers everywhere.
Yeah.
How's no one sneezing? So it's nice to see these women without makeup for once. Demi calls them haggard, which I think was a terrible choice of words, because a lot of them actually looked better without 20 layers of contour and Anastasia Beverly Hills like concealer on their eyes. And they looked fine. So for her, for Demi, who had probably a makeup team help her get ready, and they're waking these women up at who knows what time. Yeah, that was just like,
yeah,
it's annoying.
Well, yeah, she's got to establish herself as like the alpha female. So she comes in and
lifts her leg.
Yeah, no, or has two of her henchwomen mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah, they do it for her.
Yeah. I forgot what it was like. One of them was like, there was like a pun to the name of one of them.
Champagne and
oh, yes.
Killer?
And then just Killer.
Yeah.
It was like this like one pun name.
I know. That was so stupid.
And then Killer, yeah.
So Peter keeps letting random bachelor women plan his dates. They are gifted lingerie, as Kiara says, lingerie to pillow fight in.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah is given a muumuu for some reason. We never find out why.
I don't know why either.
I don't get it. So the girls go to a saloon and they're dressed in their outfits. Champagne and Killer are in the ring fighting with pillows. And I realize this is the lamest group date we are ever about to see on television.
Also, the crowd was very bizarre.
It was weird. There were some dudes there, I guess begrudgingly dragged along by their, I don't know. It was just a strange crowd. There was a grandma there.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah.
So yeah, this is the lamest thing. Like, what? Who at ABC, like, is Mike Fly still planning these dates? Like, yeah, let's see this girl's pillow fight.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was really gross. Like, yeah. I don't want to see the guys do. I don't want to see the guys, like, oil wrestle either. Like, it's just weird. A lot of them don't sign up for that. So, yeah, I hope Tammy slaughters someone. That's the one bright side out of this.
Well, all right, let's get into that as well.
Like, yeah. we'll get into that very, very shortly because she goes first. But I just wanted to say that, like, none of this is helping them form a bond with Peter.
No.
It's just furthering the aggression in the house.
Yeah, while Peter, like, is like, kill him, like, while they're fighting.
Yeah, like, it was like a weird fetish ceremony.
Yeah.
Super weird. So up first, we have Tammy the Taminator and Kelly the Prosecutie.
Sounded like prostitute-y.
It did. I was like,
first, I was like, what?
I was in the other room and I came in like, what'd you say? So, Tammy, I appreciate this. She tackles Kelly several times.
Takes her down.
Even, and I think she gets disqualified because she threw Kelly out of the ring.
Yes.
But I didn't think that was fair because Kelly full on cheated in the race that she was in on the first episode, because none of us forgot Kelly. Like, we know you're a cheater. So she didn't get called out. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah, Tammy's awesome. That was fucking awesome. And then we see a quick shot of this grandma holding a teddy bear.
In her lap.
In her lap. And what does she do to this teddy bear?
Well, she does a throat-slitting like signal whenever two of the girls are pillow fighting.
It was so strange.
They like zoomed in on her, and she was just like had this dead fucking stare on her, and then she takes her thumb and like runs like a throat-slitting thing.
Okay. It content warning. Let's not repeat it again. But yeah.
Bizarre.
I think that was weird, and I think that they have a one secret ghost editor on the show that has worked for like Comedy Central or something, because these are just random gems. getting tossed in.
The same dude that did the crabs.
The crabs from Paradise.
From Paradise.
Oh, and that existential scene where like Sydney and Matt kissed for the first time or something. And then like, remember it showed like the earth like generating like birds and stuff.
And the crabs like hailing the sun god.
Oh, like, yeah, that was great.
It was bizarre. Loved it.
I loved all that editing. So whoever's doing that, they need to keep them around for as long as they're going to keep Chris Harrison around. And yeah, this is just sexist that these girls are doing pillow fighting. They could be doing anything else. Like their first.
It was.
Think about it. This their first group date that Hannah B ruined. They were going to talk about personal stories. And then this, okay, it's fine. So then next, Sydney goes against Alea, of course. And Alea apparently sits on her and wins in the finals. And we're like, okay, fine. So Alea wins a crown and a kiss from Peter.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't won a kiss from Peter?
Chris Harrison at this point.
No, they have.
That's how they get on the show.
For sure.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So this challenge is called Everybody Collectively Cringe Queen of the Bedroom. Why is it called this? That is so cringy.
Yeah. It wasn't even a bedroom. Oh, it was a saloon with like
a bunch of people in it.
A boxing ring with a bunch of pillows on the ground.
And even though I don't like Kelly, she had a really good point. She was like, I'm not sure a lot of people want to watch their attorney dressed in lingerie pillow fighting on national television, but here we are. And I was like, yeah, this is, I mean, God, some of these girls, not all of them, some of them do come there with real genuine careers that they want to return back to.
Just do they really?
Some of, that's why I said some, not all.
Okay.
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're children apparently with this show. And we get back from the commercial and the girls are dressed up for the evening date. Alea is happy to have a pageant crown on. Peter makes this really weird quote. He's like, I'm just happy to do things that take us back to childhood. Like pillow fighting in Victoria's Secret semi-annual wear.
Yeah, I guess Peter did that a lot as a child. Hmm. He'd get in Victoria's Secret like lingerie and have pillow fights with his brother.
I mean... Oh. I guess when you live that close to the Bachelor Mansion your whole life, I don't know. What else are you destined for?
I don't know.
So Alea pulls Peter aside first, and she's still wearing the crown because why not? Peter likes seeing her in it because his mom was a pageant queen and Hannah B was a pageant queen, and this chick is too.
Wait, his mom was a pageant queen?
Yeah, she was like Miss Idaho or Illinois or something like that.
Potatoes.
Or Malort. So Sydney is letting Alea get to her, even though Sydney is a better catch, I feel like. I mean, no offense to Alea, but like the whole house is like done with her at this point, which we'll get into very shortly.
Yeah, there's a whole entire montage of that.
And she thinks that just because she's done pageants, she has a ton of life experience and no one can call her out on anything. We get back from another commercial. By the way, there are a lot of commercials and they're all very short in this freaking 2-hour show. So Peter talks to Kelly. She says she's out of her comfort zone. And she would have gone home if this process wasn't worth it. And then Tammy talks to him and she's afraid that Peter's going to think she's a bro. And I'm like, sometimes it's a good thing. If you can balance it out.
Yeah, when she responded, I don't do this to my bros.
And then they kiss. Like, I was like.
Kiss. And I was like, you mean he doesn't do that all the time to his bros?
He's tried it a few times.
Only when they go camping.
Only when they go. I was actually going to say only when they travel abroad together, but the camping works.
Yeah. Only like 10,000 feet in the air. No,
2 Mile High Club.
Yeah, 2 Mile High
Club. So Peter is talking to Sydney and she makes the rookie move of using her quote unquote time. Every time time is brought up on this show, take a shot and see if you can stand up at the end to talk to Peter about the girls and the drama in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The Right Reasons is brought up again. There's never an episode where The Right Reasons is not brought up. Y'all find me one where someone doesn't say right or wrong reasons at least once, and I will be proven wrong. Good luck.
That does seem like to... In fact, that should be like the new slogan of like Bachelor, like, or Bachelorette. And it's like the wrong reasons.
They should start off the season with that. Like that should be the key line. Like, who's here for the right reasons? Because we know Jed was here for the wrong reasons. And then they like go through the wrong reasons highlight of all Bachelors. Mm-hmm. So Alea talks to the girls when we cut back to them and their little scenery. And she says, I don't want to know about y'all's relationship with him. And I'm like, well, too bad. That's kind of what this show is. If you didn't want that, you could have stayed at home. So Peter comes back to the group of girls and he gives a warning that they all need to be the same when they're with him and when they're in the house. And I'm like, sir, that is impossible.
Yeah. It's also a show.
It's a show. They're not doing that.
No.
I don't want them to do that. So Sydney calls out Alea publicly, which I appreciate. And she's like, she thinks everyone has gotten to see the real her day in and day out. Peter is like, just be real and raw and yourself. I'm giving this my everything. And I am just please asking you if you are doing this for any other reason than seeing if it can work with me. I do not have time for that.
Well, you know, you know, have to fight for me apparently, and fight over me with all these other women.
Yeah, good like, luck, sir. Until you eliminate at least like 15 more of them, it's gonna be a shit show like this. It's like crabs in a barrel. So he does not give out a rose. Alea was like, "Well, I was having a really good day." Kelly tries not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah, I don't know where Savannah is actually, and then Sydney.
She's still wearing her muumuu.
Yes, was she? No,
she wasn't.
Sydney and Alea keep fighting, and Alea eventually leaves the room to chat with Peter. He has apparently stayed in earshot to hear the bickering going on between the girls,
which is strange.
He lives for. I mean, he has nothing else to do because when he leaves them, like he just. Is by himself all the time. So he's probably like, I need to hear this tea so I can figure out like who's being honest with me and who's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's eavesdropping. And then Peter talks to Alea. He is freaked out about developing feelings for someone who is disingenuous. By the way, everyone, it's not disingenuine. That's not even a word. It's disingenuous. No one on this show gets it. Like, half the people on this show get it wrong. It's kind of funny. So she starts crying, and he says, oh, God. And it's funny because I said that at the exact same time because I was just so exasperated with her. I was like, oh, my God. And he's just like, oh, God, and face palms. And I was like, finally, like, a real emotion on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, like, say you're dealing with a girl that's, like, on that crazy caliber, you'd probably get to that point where you're just like, oh, just like, yeah,
I'd be like, well, I'm just gonna go now and just walk away.
Yeah, you have, sorry, you have way more common sense, I know. So Peter is afraid of someone blindsiding him and wasting this entire journey, kind of like what Jed did to Hannah. And when we get back from another commercial, Alea is freaking out at the thought of not being seen as perfect by Peter. Chris Harrison shows up. Peter is coming over to join the girls for a surprise pool party, even though this happens every single season of The Bachelor, especially. There are some seasons of The Bachelorette where we don't have a pool party, because I don't think that sells as much for some.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Still new to this.
But every season of The Bachelor, every single one, there's a pool party.
Oh, okay.
So, Peter is coming over. His drive from his parents' house is real quick. Chris reminds the girls to use their time today wisely because there will not be a cocktail party that evening. We get some weirdly close shots of the girls getting ready. Like, these are up their nose. They're, like, downward, upward facing shots. Why do we need that?
I don't know.
It's creepy.
It's not even necessary.
No, it's creepy and extra. So I think Peter being the bachelor was a budget decision just because he lives so close. Like, they don't have to get any living accommodations for him.
That's true, yeah.
And he gives the women a speech about how the pool party is the chance he needs moving forward. So Peter pulls Sydney aside first, who already has a rose, actually. He wanted to apologize for last night. They hug, and I'm glad that he's not mad at her. Of course, all the drama girls are sitting together. Hannah, McKenna, I think Alea over there, too. And so a random girl that I don't know her name yet, brings up Alea to Peter, backs up the claim that she acts differently. She brings up the pageant past and how she knows how to act different for the cameras. And I'm like, oh, here we go. It's starting. Natasha brings it up to Peter as well, defending Sydney. Lexi also brings it up as well. And then Alea pulls Sydney aside, says that Sydney's hurting her just because Sydney was honest with Peter about real things Alea did. Sydney reminds Alea that she has the balls to be up front, unlike the other girls in the house, which is kind of true, except for Tammy. Like, Tammy's pretty real.
Yeah.
I think Alea's totally going to go home for this, but we'll see. So Peter and Maddie talk face to face. She's one of the few non-dramatic people. Peter finally confronts Alea after hearing the whole house talk about her. She thinks that their issue is resolved, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He talks to Victoria P. We find out that she actually...
Victoria.
Victoria knew Alea. Oh my gosh. Victoria knew Alea before the show.
Yes.
And they met at Miss USA or something like that. So apparently Victoria is also a... pageant person.
Yeah.
This is basically just like the Hannah B and Kaylin drama, which doesn't make sense because Alea asked Victoria to lie about knowing her, asked her to not make it clear to the producers that they knew each other because she thought it would disqualify them from the show. And I'm like, that's shady. Because obviously the producers let people on here who know each other like all the time because they love to have two people. Sometimes they just keep it to two. Two people who knew each other in the real world, and it comes up like around this time every season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she informs Peter that she knew her and she told him not to tell him.
Yeah.
Or the producers.
Yeah.
Him or the producers.
Exactly.
So she asked her to lie.
That's super shady. And we find out that she is here for the wrong reasons.
Bum, bum, bum.
Every girl has said that they don't trust her. We see Alea getting a belly rub from somebody and then a Sonic commercial. So that was nice. This just goes back to the Kennel Club. This pool party, they have taken all the breeds and put them in, taken their collars off.
Yeah.
They've stirred the pot. Someone's dangling a steak in the corner. That steak is Peter, and it's just a mess at this point. And Peter confronts Alea about everything that the multiple women in the house have said about her. He calls her out for being disingenuous, having Victoria lie, and Alea just comes up with some bullshit story.
Yep.
So then she sits alone and cries, and the girls are happy that they are not the reason Peter is pissed. However, Peter goes home, and this is what I think is fucked up. He didn't even tell the girls he was leaving, and that means that 8 of them didn't get to talk to him just because of this bullshit.
Yes.
And they are pissed. Like, and you know what's, I think that Peter actually like left. He's like, fuck this, I'm out. And then like as he's driving, he gets like 3 minutes away from the mansion. He's like 2 minutes from his parents' place, and the producer calls him like, hey Pete, yeah, you didn't like talk to everyone. And he's like, oh shit, I forgot, should I come back? They're like, no, you definitely don't want to do that right now, you should just go home. Because I mean, why would you not say to them like, hey, it's been a long day, like I need to go, or at least say bye?
My theory is his eye is already on a certain number of girls, and that's only his concern at the moment.
That's really smart. I hadn't thought of it that way. Because you're right, like, maybe he already has in his mind, like, well, I know who these, like, top maybe 5 people are, like, I already talked to them,
yeah,
perhaps. Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's just a theory.
I appreciate that perspective. So yeah, he goes home, and McKenna has been silent up until now, but she calls out the fact that the drama in the house is taking away from the process. Mm-hmm. And then Alea blames the whole house for her woes. Peter reminds the girls that he's confused and he is sorry that he did not get to spend time with some of them. And I'm like, I bet the producers told him, hey, you better make sure, like, you apologize and pick the girls you didn't get to talk to. Speaking of that, here's who he calls. Kelsey, Hannah, Natasha, Lexi, Madison, Cheyenne, Kelly, Kiara, Tammy, Savannah, DeAndra, Monique, Christina. Yolanda. Just kidding. So he leaves the room to talk to Freak Elite Chris Harrison. He apologizes for stepping out. Chris Harrison comes back in for support, but it's really to take a rose away in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. Did you like this move? Was that pretty baller?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Because
everybody just bullets immediately start pouring out of people's like brows. It would if they didn't have so much concealer on and stuff. All this
sweatproof makeup.
Anti-perspirant makeup on their
Yeah, some of their faces don't have shine. It's really creepy.
I know those girls would be sweating from like just being nervous.
Super nervous because they have to stand up there a long time too.
Yeah.
But the descent that created was just beautiful. He was like, nope, one rose removed. Mm-hmm. No good reason. Mm-hmm. And the last rose is given to McKenna because she was freaking out the most. So who goes home? Alexa.
Boo.
Aw.
She's better than that.
She's going to be totally fine. I'm happy for her. She has a Groupon for her waxing business, and it has a Bachelor related ad on it. It's really funny.
If Mike would stop dating everybody else, maybe they could.
She's too cool for Mike. No offense, Mike. I know you're not listening to this. But she's too cool for him. So Alea by Jasmine, they send home. And then there was this blonde girl in a blue dress. They didn't even show her name and they didn't show her goodbye to Peter. So yeah. I don't know who she was, y'all. Sorry. Somebody knows. She knows who she is. So Peter talks to the producers. He felt like he gave into what everyone else said, even though he asked for their advice and took it. And he sent that broad packing. He feels like he will regret sending her home. Oh, wow.
It's almost like a Hannah B. and Luke P. situation where everybody was just exactly warning her. She was like, I don't know. I'm attracted to him.
Remember he walked into the forest on some BS and then like circled back around?
Yes. Yeah.
Alea is the Luke P. of this season. I hope that Well, Luke P has a girlfriend allegedly, but maybe, you know, Paradise. No.
Oh.
Hannah B can't get any of the guys from her season because they don't take her seriously now.
Roll tide.
And with that, we have ended another really pointless episode. There was no bonding. There was none of it. We have spent so much time. It's drifted from the champagne drama to the Alea Chronicles. I can't. So
it was a pretty bland episode, honestly. They're really forcing some drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just turned to be just kind of boring.
I was so bored. I want smaller group dates. I want more one-on-one dates. There's two one-on-one dates next week. So that's good, finally. And then we'll get to see more people go home. So, we're at that awkward point of the season where it's really hard to be gripped. And then all of a sudden, there's, seven girls left and shit just starts to get real and people start breaking. And then that's what, keeps us all on this ride. The fire. So thank you for making it through this, I said, plot voided episode of disingenuousness and tears and whatever else. We will virtually see you next week.
Yeah, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Take care.
Take care.